on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview on this Monday. Warren Huntley joins us. Warren, I must admit, I loved listening yesterday to Correct Weight, as I do each and every Sunday. But the highlight for me over the weekend with you was your Peaky Blinders performance on racing.com on Saturday. Outstanding work.
Thanks, Michael. Loved being able to get back on course. Hopefully a lot more of us can get back on course sometime soon. Had to be a part of the essential broadcast rather than just general media, but terrific to be there. And I thought it was a really good winter's day's racing at Flemington.
We're about to have a chat to Nick Ryan, but before we do, I've just got some figures. The big discussion point, probably the performance of the weekend, outside of Nick's two winners, obviously, was Incentivise. And Adam Blenko's just sent me through some ratings for Incentivise on Saturday, and he said that he rated 107, which was better than the 98 rated Ipswich Cup. But he said it's difficult in that distance range to get a big pool to compare him against from ratings. The one horse that he has sent through that he compares other four-year-olds that rated 107 or currently sit on 107 in the ratings include Charlie Rose. So that's a pretty good comparison to have there from Adam Blenko's ratings, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really hard to line him up. Obviously, he's visually impressive and dominating easier races. It'll be great to see when he, you know, gets down here, settles into Peter Moody's stable, and we can, you know, see him line up. He'll, you know, whether he gets straight to the suitable distance range, but it'll be really good to see him line up down here. But, you know, for a horse off that overall ratings base, you know, coming through the low ratings bait races, to be recording figures of that level, he's obviously well above the standard he's racing against now.
And what was your performance of the weekend at Flemington?
It was Dice Roll. Michael, he's a big beast of a horse, and I loved watching him surge to the line. You know, Ruby Saki doing a little bit of ducking and weaving. But for me, the highlight of the day was Dice Roll, and I think it's just been a great advertisement for Nick Ryan's emerging training career.
Gee, I'm glad you said Dice Roll, because it's the perfect segue into Nick Ryan, who had another weekend too. Remember, sitting on the couch recovering from a hernia. I hope you didn't get too excited, Nick. Well done on the weekend.
Thank you, Michael. No, it was a great day, and to top it off with two winners. It was a fantastic result.
I remember when I did one of the shows, Racing Pulse on the Road, and we went to your stables and we had a look at Dice Roll, and you said, this is a good horse since he entered your stable. And to win three on the bounce with him, and he's arguably still got better to come, you must be absolutely wrapped.
Yeah, for sure. Look, it's no secret. We've known for a while, ever since he sort of just started trotting and cantering, he made an impression on us. And, you know, I think as Dean Lester was saying yesterday, I think he's right. He's won three races over 1,400, and we're really going to see the best of this horse in 2 weeks out to the mile and beyond. You know, he's obviously a very talented horse, and you don't run third in the French Guineas. It's no fluke. So it's just very exciting going forward.
If he performs up to expectation in a couple of weeks, would you think about early spring races? Like we discussed it on the Verdict, a Rupert Clark or a Toorak campaign?
Yeah, for sure. Those races are definitely on the radar. You know, you've got a PB Lawrence, you've got CN Stakes. The options are plenty, and there's plenty of paths you could take. So certainly after 2 weeks, all going well, fingers crossed he shows up similar form he was in Saturday, you know, we'd sit down and we'd be able to give him a little freshen up and make a program from there.
Well, a double with Express Pass as well on the backup. Brilliant performance. Can we keep it going today at Wangaratta? You've just got the one runner, the Sphinx, who is a first starter, been well backed in this race. What about a heavy nine?
Yeah, look, it's always a concern stepping into one, having its first start on a heavy nine, Michael, but look, this horse is well schooled. He's had a lot of jump outs. He's been slow maturing. I've no doubt he'll handle the cutout and a track. Whether he'll get through a heavy nine is, we've only got to go to the races to find that out. But there's not much depth in the race. There's a lot of horses that had a lot of starts that haven't broken through. So he'll sit on speed and give a little kick, and I'd say we'll give a good sight.
What will he do from that wide barrier? Jump, go straight up, as you said,
yeah,
on speed?
He's got got good tactical speed. He's had a lot of jump outs. I've sent it to sort of, he's had a lot of quiet jump outs at the back, but he had these two jump outs prior. He sat on speed, and the other ones were by design. We were just giving him quiet jump outs, but he'll certainly roll forward from barrier 10 with Reece McLeod on. He'll be in the first four and give a little kick and hopefully be too good for them.
Good on you, Nick. Good luck today.
No worries, Michael. Cheers.
Nick Ryan joining us there. Now, Warren, we are on a heavy nine today. There's a few different rail movements. It's out three from the 16 to the 800, out four from the 800 to the 400, and then true the remainder. How would you expect it to be playing Wangaratta today?
Yeah, I was up there for that last meeting when they got some overnight rain and it stayed in that soft seven range. It just seemed to be difficult to make significant ground with that rail out to cover the wear and tear around the turn into the home straight. So I think you're going to have to obviously handle the conditions, but it just hasn't been the pattern in recent times to be able to make significant ground from back in the field and be able to win. You can run on, but yeah, I wouldn't want to be back with the cab catchers at the turn into the home straight.
All right. There are a number of scratchings. The first at Sportsbet Wangaratta today kicks off at 1 o'clock, and it is the two-year-olds over 1,170 metres. We take out 2, 5, 6, 9, 11, 15, 16, 19 and 20. Finance choice, and good luck to JD Hayes and Ben Hayes today in the book together, because Tom Dominic has officially departed. So it would be lovely for them to get the first winner today at Wangaratta, and they've got a very good chance with the favourite here, Finance Choice. Into odds on now, $1.80 Red Rocket Ship at $4.60, Shambury at $5.50. Who do you like in the first?
Yeah, I think he's got a terrific chance of kicking off the premiership, the partnership with a win here. Finance Choice, he ran well on debut. He'll hold a spot from that inside draw. Darcy Andermill's gone on to win in stronger company out of that to give the form a tick. So it's a positive for the form through Finance Choice. He's got a little bit of race fitness. He's got an inside draw and was on a soft six track at Bendigo. So he's given an indication that he'll handle today's ground, obviously down another rating or two. But he looks to be the horse to beat to me. Three ahead of 18 Freemium. He's trialled up really nicely with the Gemma Riley stable. Ben Gelded's got the blinkers on here. First up, his recent jump out was with the impressive Maren Eustace winner from Donald in the maiden earlier in the weekend on Saturday. So the form through the jump outs held up well. I think Freemium's come back well. He was big odds early. That's also been adjusted by scratchings. 12 Shambury's got a bit of race fitness. He's probably going to be a little bit off the speed from that draw, but he will be strong late. And like what I've seen for trials and jump outs for Red Rocket Ship, who's also resuming as a gelding with the blinkers and a tongue tie on. 3, 18, 12 and 10
in the first at Wangaratta. The second, this is the first start at the Sphinx. We just heard from Nick Ryan. Thinks it'll be good enough to win on debut. We can take out 1, 2 and 15. 3.70 is the market for the favourite Sphinx Core at $3.90. Please, Sir, is at $4. So pretty good push from Nick Ryan. The only issue, heavy nine at its first racetrack appearance. Do you like the favourite?
Oh, he's got a chance, Michael. I think the market's identified the main hopes here. The Dan McCarthy horse Core's got a terrible habit this preparation of just really bombing the start. Under the circumstances, her runs have been terrific, and she had a jump out between runs. I think she might have had the visors on there, and she jumped out really well, and she wears the visors here on race day. So if she can begin cleanly, I think she'd be well out of maiden grade by now if she didn't blow the start at her last two. So from a near inside draw, I'm going to go with her Core 12. Head of 7, please, Sir, who has been back to the jump out since his debut run. He's got the winkers on. He wore them in that jump out, and he was stronger the line. I like what I've seen from the Sphinx. I haven't seen him placed under a lot of pressure, but the feedback from Nick Ryan was positive, and you'd expect him to roll forward from that draw, maybe get outside lead and run well. And I'll put 13 Surprise Factor in as next best, who has jumped out quite well leading into this preparation, but I do think that the winners in the three that dominate the market, 12, 7, 9, 13.
12, 7, 9 and 13 in the second. Today, race number 3. In this race, it's a maiden over 1,300. We take out 2, 4, 6, 7, 14, 16, 17, 18, 19 and 20. The favourite, and this has been the big go of the day, Queen of Sass. Maddie Ellerton, Simon Zara, Damien Lane heading to Wangaratta. $1.65, opened up 3.80 before scratchings. This is what Simon Zara had to say to the Brekkie boys about Queen of Sass.
Yeah, look, she ran terrific first up. Thought she got the bob, and I think my money cost her about 3 kilos, and the way I'm tipping and punting at the moment, might cost her again. But look, she's going really well, drawn nicely. Of the race brigade, she looked to probably have them covered and be disappointed she didn't get the job done today.
$1.60, $65 is very tight, Warren. Is it too tight?
It's too tight for me to think that it's a bet, Michael, but I thought she'd trialled well going into her debut, and it really was just a bob of the head. Damien Lane going back up there to ride her, I think, is a positive, and she handled the conditions there when she ran on debut, so you'd think she handles today's conditions. So I think she's a deserved favourite, but if you like her, I'd be surprised if she trims up from that price. I thought number one, Cladus, has trialled up nicely at the trials and jump outs to make the debut. I think there's certainly some ability there, and was able to hold a spot and be forward in some work that I've seen, so might be able to take advantage of that inside draw. Number three, Fine Weather, was off the speed in a recent hit out, but was really strong to the line. Nose roll on as a gear change, had that on in the hit out recently. I thought worked to the line really well under a bit of pressure. And nine, Boho Miss, hasn't had any luck at all, particularly her most recent run. If she gets a clear crack at them, she finishes a lot closer last start. She's in the mix, but I do think that the favourite, Queen of Sass, is the one to beat. 12-1-3-9.
12-1-3-9, the shorty of the day, Queen of Sass in race number 3. Race 4 is a maiden over 1590. Rudimentary is the favourite here. Another big load of scratchings. 2, 3, 4, 6, 8, 9, 11, 13, 14 all come out. Rudimentary for Leon and Troy Corson's $2.80. Vintage Diesel $2.90. Bomber's Toys at $3.20. And then you're down to Dark Rapture at $6. They're the 4 under double figure odds, Warren.
Yeah, this race has been decimated by scratchings. Probably three of my top selections are not there and came out this morning. So this race changed complexion as the scratchings were filtering in. I'm left with Vintage Diesel, who I thought ran well enough last start. It was on the synthetic track, and we get onto heavy ground here. But the debut run behind Clock Rock of Kryptonite at 1,100 metres was solid enough. Damien Lane to take the ride in a race that has been depleted without a lot of confidence. On with Stephen. Vintage Diesel. Ahead of one, Bomber's Toys, who's got close to breaking the maiden on more than one occasion, has handled soft ground okay, only been exposed to heavy ground once here on the home track for the Ledgers. 5, Rudimentary, I think is limited, but the race has fallen away. Scratching of the stablemates made it a weaker race, and maybe a placing on soft ground and getting away from the synthetic can be a positive there. And 10, Dark Rapture, might be next best, who was okay first up, but this has become a modest race, and fortunately for Connection, someone's going to break through. I'm not keen on playing in the race, Michael. 7-1-5-10.
7-1-5-10. It's a tricky race, so the 4th at Wangaratta. Take a quick break. On the other side, it's the Quaddy.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Monday Form for Sportsbet Wangaratta today. Warren Huntley finding us all at the winners. We are up to race number 5, which is the first leg of the Quaddy. It's a benchmark 58 over 1,590 metres on a heavy 9 deck today. Scratchings in this race take out 7, 8, 11 and 14. Stony Vista is the favourite, and it's $5.50 the field, and we have 3 equal favourites. Otis, Red Impulse as well. Then you're out to $6 for Stand to Attention. Buck and Hopes at $6. Lunatic Fringe, $6.50. $7 Big Brew. Warren, looking at this, there's a good argument to put a big fat F, or at least all bar one, in the first leg of the Quaddy.
Yeah, look, I'm taking a bit of a set against Stony Vista and Lunatic Fringe. I think Lunatic Fringe comes through some modest form lines and might even be looking for further and weaker. And I'm concerned about Stony Vista on the heavy ground there. You just got to have an opinion, and I've tried to trim the Quaddy up. Big Brew's won on soft ground and just drops from primarily racing in much stronger company than this. Back to 58 grade. Mark Cavanaugh's left a couple of horses in today that I think if they've got the foundation there and they're fit enough, then they're going to be hard to beat because they're very well placed. One of them is number two, Big Brew, ahead of Buck and Hoax, who will handle the ground, number 10. That's a positive. He might be looking for further, but it'll be a testing 1590 here. Six, Otis, is going okay, and I think the fact that he's won a couple of races on soft ground and only had one exposure to heavy ground, that was last start. I think back in distance with that good residual fitness is a positive for number six, Otis. And I'll put three, Stand to Attention, who looked to be on his way to much better races than this early in his career for Team Corsons and just had a terrible habit of just standing in the barriers. Got out of the barriers last time and was able to win a similar race here at Wangaratta. I've got him in the next best. 2.10.6.3.
2.10.6.3 in the first leg of the quaddy. Second leg's a benchmark 58 over 1,400. Take out 4, 5, 6 and 13. This is another of the Mark Cavanaugh runners that is well fancied. Antagonizer has 63 kgs. It is the $3 favourite. Star Inns. At $3 and or Inners is at $3.60. Offenbach at $5. Funky Farm at $7.50. G'day to our good mate Chris Simons as well. If you want to take the kids somewhere in the school holidays, head to the Funky Farm. Is Antagonizer the other one that you like from the Cavanaugh stable?
Yeah, I do like him, Michael. Look, he's been a bit of a frustration at times. Sometimes he's raced without much luck, and but predominantly in much better races than this. He hasn't raced since early April, and I haven't seen a jump out or a trial for him. But the fact that you know, he's stayed in here on the heavy nine ground tells me that he's got the fitness to be able to run it out. And he's been placed a couple of times on heavy ground, and he's a winner on soft ground. I just think he's by far and away the class of this race, and I like him to antagonise. Number 12, Miss Meland, has jumped out okay to get back for the races. She'll be better when she gets out over further, but I think it's a good kick-off point for her, and she's been placed first up previously. Thought she did enough in a recent jump out. Star and S has been jumping out okay to get back to the races. Damien Lander rides a positive, and Offenbach's been going okay over the border. Might be an improved horse from what we've seen the last time he was competing against similar opposition. Yeah, I'm keen on 2 ahead of 12, 3 and 1.
Keen on 2 ahead of 12, 3 and 1 in race number 6. Race 7 is a benchmark 58 over 2,000. In this race, take out 1 and 14. Chalk Wedge is the $4.60 favourite. Think More, $5. Ahadi Farazi is also at $5. And the bright side, $5.50. How many in this leg, Warren?
This last leg, or the third leg of the quaddy, I'm putting 4 in. Michael, I'm sort of fairly conservative in most legs, trimming up the second leg to some extent. I thought Chalk Wedge is going okay, and the rise in distance should suit. She's been placed on heavy, multiple placed on soft. I thought she was solid enough. I think that form through the Sunset Eagle race last start is arguably the strongest form line coming into this race. So on with her, 8 ahead of 7, the bright side, who's hard and fit now here on the home track. I thought ran well at Wagga last start and was solid enough behind Elmore Ladd 2 starts ago. So I think nice and fit, fourth up here, home track. Inside draw could be a bit problematic by this stage of the day, but comfortable with him in the ground. 2, Think More's going well, will roll forward and make his own luck. And I'll put 3, Yulara, in as next best. But I don't think there's a lot between them. Yulara's certainly got some of the runs in recent times since joining the Amy Nashiagi stable are good enough to be in the mix here. So I want all of them running for me in the quaddy, Michael. 8, 7, 2 and 3.
8, 7, 2 and 3. And the last of 8 at 4.30 this afternoon. Take out 2, 3, 4, 8, 13, 16, 17, 18, 19. Leaves Yeldab the favourite at $3. Silver Lake, $4.80. Chawinda also at $4.80. And then Masterbal at $6. Dan McCarthy was also on with the Brecky Boys this morning talking about Yeldab.
Yeah, I'm not overly worried about the gate by that time of day. He'll slot in about midfield and just as long as he's got cover, I don't mind him being wide. He's a massive horse with a big stride, and the more room, the better. He'll be very hard to beat today.
It's a good push in the last. Are you keen on Yeldab?
I've got him as my second pick, Michael. I thought value each way. Earlier this morning, after scratchings, we could get 650 about number 11, Silver Lake. She's into 480 now, still close to that each way quote. The New Zealand form's solid. Importantly, got a jump out in a trial recently, and Her recent trial at Traralgon was behind the horse Moscon from the stable that came out and won nicely at Warrnambool, and she just looked to be trucking up beautifully behind the leading few there. So on with her each way. There's been a few options for her to kick off her Australian career with David Brydack, and I think they've found a suitable race for her to run well. 11 each way, ahead of one Yeldab, who's clearly the best horse in the race. He's weighted at 67.5 kilos, and Hannah Williams doing quite a bit of riding for the trainers out of the Wangaratta Base and over the border in New South Wales, and she's going okay. So no problem with her taking the 3 kilos off here and getting him in with an acceptable weight. 9, Masterbell, I think, will appreciate getting back onto rain-affected ground. It was heavy when the maiden was 1-2 starts ago and probably did enough in a stronger race last start. 7 was written, or ride the speed. The last little bit of the trip could be a query, but we'll give a sight. On with 11 each way, ahead of 1, 9 and 7.
11 each way, ahead of 1, 9 and 7. How do we make a dollar this Monday, Warren?
I think the best is race 6, number 2, Antagoniser. Value's trimming up, but sticking with race 8, number 11, Silver Lake. First leg of the quaddie, 2, 3, 6 and 10. Second leg numbers 2, 3 and 12. Third leg numbers 2, 3, 7 and 8. Home with numbers 1, 7, 9 and 11. And I'm going to use my best bet and my best value as the player today, Michael. We're going to have an all-up race 6, number 2, Antagoniser, the win, into race 8, number 11, Silver Lake, each way.
I love it, Warren. Good punting today.
Thanks, Michael.